I wish you could have seen us, folks, a couple minutes before the break. You know, I was almost on the floor and still attached to my headphone, and Laura was reaching for the part of me that dumped me, and anyway, a lot of things. But I think
and I was trying to think.
We did it seamless, and Jeff was trying to answer the hardest question in the world.
Why did that happen?
Yeah, thoughts on infinity and eternity.
So, right. So how does one deal with that? What do you feel about that? I mean, I know there are different areas in your faith there that would say, well, that guy believes that way and this guy believes that way. You know, that's a Calvinist and that's something else and that sort of thing. But yourself, if you know in your heart, I believe this is how you think anyway, that, yeah, there's no question about like an all-knowing of sorts, and can't miss anything. But how do you put your mind around, if that's there, you know, it's not only there, it's outside of time when it's all put together, but the inside of time where we are, it's like it's pre-planned by something higher. You know? So how does that make you feel? Like, that makes me feel like, first of all, I can't stand it, until I realize that I can relinquish power and I can draw power from my beliefs and that kind of thing. But if I couldn't, I think that would be end of the road for me.
Well, I think it's kind of a privilege, right? I get this 24 hours, like you get 24 hours. Yeah. We each get 24 hours. I'm always fascinated by like more famous people who only have 24 hours. And I think, how do they... You know, how do they function? Because for so many levels, I mean, I just think, man, I process my time relatively easy. I mean, if I'm busy, I'm busy. But if I want to take a rest, I can take a rest. But some people, I just go like, wow, like their time is demanded. So I think that's why I give a lot of credence or a wide berth to people to say, you know what, they may sound very curt to other people, these people, because they have to take control of their time. If not, it's just nuts. But anyways, for my own time, I fritter away some of it, right? That's what I feel bad about. I think, oh, you know what? I'm, especially when you say, and as I get older, it goes faster. People wonder, why would you say that? But it's actually, it feels like it goes faster the older I get. And I think, wow, a year ago now, you know, these things were all happening. My son was in Japan, and he's already back and graduated and working. And you know, go, what? It's like, what happened to that? Where was I? But at the same time, with the whole spiritual element, I think from my own perspective, I try to say, God, you take control of my life. But even though I know there's things where I just take back control, it's the weirdest thing, right? All of a sudden I think, oh, I'm going to do this, and I go, wow, why did I do that? But even I believe Jesus, it says he lived by the power of the Holy Spirit. He actually gave up who his personality was and lived by the power of the Spirit of God. That's his existence. And he did that to prove that a person, humanly, could say to God, continually, I want to live by your will, which is what this talks about, and being pleasing to you. And you know what? We always think, oh, that's so restrictive. No, actually, if he wants the best for me, then why wouldn't I want that? Yeah, that's actually much more logical.
But what that higher power believes is best for you may not be anything like you believe what's best for you. So whatever happens to you, do you just believe that's part of the perfect plan?
Well, until it doesn't feel like it. That's the hard part, right? So you know what, it's not, it's a dynamic lifestyle, right? And it's actually, I'm glad I've gone this path in life, because I'll say God's helped me to avoid some things that would have been detrimental to me and the people around me. Because see, once a person has some issues, it's detrimental not just to their life, it's to their sphere. That's right. And so I actually try the opposite. I'm trying to have my life on track and the sphere around me to be a good influence, a good place to be for other people. And so that actually is much more rewarding. It has been for me. if I was to encourage any person to, that would be something like it, you know, like, okay, I want to have addictions, or you don't really want to, but you know what I mean? So if you wanted to say, okay, I want to be a better person in this world, then that is really to be helping at least this person beside me in the moment. And also the people that I've naturally got in my spheres, like my wife, my children, then if they're getting married, or, you know what I mean? It can get bigger and bigger. And so that's what I'd really like to have. And, you know, Hummingbird Hub, you know, Laura's a sphere of influence, is you're the one working there, right? Mainly you're in control of that environment to some degree. So you are affecting other people in a good way. And you want to, right?
Yeah, but you know what? You know what was crossed my mind here? We were talking before about how when you're working with someone who is an addict or has burdens, you can't give them, you can't tell them what to do. No. You have to support them and guide them in the direction they need to go. And I think that's kind of where you're talking about what maybe God, you have free will,
right?
But you also, you're being guided and supported in going the direction that is the best one for you, but you have to figure it out yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So it starts off kind of a bigger, you know, we are being guided so that we can guide others.
Yes.
But we don't know how we're
being guided. Don't know, but sometimes we got to figure it out ourselves.
Yes.
Right? Just like the people we're guiding need to figure it out. It's the same model.
Yeah.
If we seek, you know, the upper part, and they seek the in between, which is our lives, then it should work.
Mm-hmm.
Theoretically, depending on how we live.
Yep.
But you know, theoretically, at least we bring to the table our best pieces anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And in a support thing, like where you really don't try and fix anyone else, miracles happen. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
But where you know, and that's the problem. And most people are fixers and saviors, and you know, they want to. They come to places to fix people, and we have to tell them, "You can't fix.
You can't meddle.
Right?
You can't even fix yourself. What are you doing?
Right?
What do you want to fix?
We all have
guys?
Our own issues. So, what do we have to fix somebody else's?
Right?
Nope, we don't.
Right? Because you're telling other people the way I live is a better way than what you're living, but and you don't want to do
have
that.
Our own demons.
Right? You don't want to do that because then that sets yourself up for a big fall. Right?
So, what about opinions?
You can have them.
Never mind.
Everybody has opinions.
Okay, last question. We've got about a minute. We're going to leave it to you, Laura. Performance-based self-worth. What does that mean?
Performance-based self-worth.
Yeah, in other words,
your self-worth
you
is based
is
on
what you, you know, if you're good at what you do, you think you're high on the scale, and if you don't do well at you do, you think you're low on the scale, you know. Your value is set up by how much money you make, how effective you are in an arena, or do you identify with, you know, someone who believes they've been created by an almighty God and guided by that God, and the rest you just do your best.
Wow.
I'm glad it's for Laura. Go for it.
But you know what? I'm coming back to the same thing you said on the last question. It's all perspective, right?
Yeah,
because yes, if you have the training and you have the competencies, you have the confidence to know that you can go forward and do what you do best.
Yeah, you believe that.
But there are times where, like, there's always another level to get to. There's always somebody who is more skilled, more trained, has another level or a different perspective. So
we're
going to
leave
your spot.
We're going to leave it on perspective because we're out of time. But thank you, Laura. Thank you, Jeff.
We'll
have you back. This conversation has only just begun. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sharing the Burden live on 102.9 FM in Stouffville. Please go to sharingtheburden.ca for this and previous broadcasts. Hope you enjoyed the show and hope you'll share it. Until we meet again, this is Scott saying, have a great day.